Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Hello. We are going into the fields to learn about shepherds and their sheep today for our Adventures in Creation. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Shepherds and sheep have been around for centuries. Sheep provide wool for clothing and meat. The bond between sheep and their shepherds are very, very close. Psalm 23 is called The Lord is My Shepherd. It has been one of the most loved of all the Psalms, as it shows a dear relationship between sheep and shepherd. Jesus is called our shepherd, and we are his sheep. That relationship is a bond, a closeness that we can view between the sheep and its shepherd, and us and our shepherd, Jesus. It was a blessing this fall to attend a Sunday school where we learned deeply about this close relationship of a sheep and their shepherd. The shepherd is always looking for the perfect field for his flock. He knows each one of his flock by name, and they know his voice. He will leave the rest of the flock to go find one that has strayed. The flock follows him wherever he goes. The flock needs still water. They do not drink running water. His flock needs a safe place to lie down for the night or during the heat of the day. The shepherd tends to the fields to make sure they are perfect for their flock's needs. The tenderness of a shepherd for his flock is seen in the peacefulness of the flock. He restores my soul is one of the shepherd's, Jesus, relationships with his flock, us. The shepherd constantly is taking the sheep on the right path, correct and directed, and even though there might be trouble or danger, the shepherd protects his lambs with his rod and staff. Psalm 23 is the perfect picture of a relationship with shepherds and their flocks of sheep, with Jesus and us. There were shepherds in the fields with their flock the night Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Angels told them to go find him lying in a manger. King David was a shepherd. He fought bears and lions for his sheep. Doing that gave him so much courage from the Lord that slaying a 9-foot giant was no big deal. It's amazing that God chose shepherds first to announce the newborn king. He didn't choose the priests or the Pharisees. He didn't choose King Herod or any other king on earth. He chose shepherds. Shepherds were thought of as the poorest of the poor. But we know King David and the shepherds in the field with their flocks the night Jesus was born was very special. The Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd is my Lord. The baby lying in a manger has lowly shepherds see him first after Mary and Joseph. The psalm says the shepherd will anoint his head with oil. The shepherds take great care of the cuts and bruises of his sheep. The Lord takes care of our cuts and bruises by anointing us with the Holy Spirit. We are his sheep. He is our shepherd. He takes care of us. He directs our paths and protects us from the evil one. He loves us with an everlasting love. He died for us on a cross after living a sinful life. He saved us from our sins by taking them while dying on a cross. He rose again that we can live forever. Thank you, Jesus, for coming as a baby, being our good shepherd, and showing us the way to life as we die. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.